When an atheist criticizes the Bible's failure to address slavery, you be ready with this response. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, Christians can turn this conversation around, can't they?
John, you've heard the saying, people who live in glass houses, they shouldn't throw stones. Mm-hmm. Well, atheists, they can't open their mouth on this issue without their own worldview coming crashing down.
I'm dying to hear this. What's the problem here?
Well, first, it's worth pointing out that the Bible does address slavery right from the beginning. The Bible is the explanation of human freedom and the reason to believe in the worth and dignity of the individual. We're made in the image of God.
Yeah, you lose that and you lose everything.
Absolutely. But a godless perspective, it sends us on a downward spiral into slavery. Why? We're slaves to our genes. We're slaves to our environment. Mm-hmm. What we do is determined by nature and nurture. As G.K. Chesterton said, the doctrine of necessity, it leaves the flogger flogging. A godless outlook on life doesn't fight for freedom. It doesn't oppose slavery. The strong are even obligated to take advantage of the weak to support their own survival.
So you could say a godless worldview that points the finger should take note of the three fingers pointing back in their own direction then.
John, if the natural world is all there is, then everything is natural.
Yeah.
According to an atheist worldview, no one is qualified to point the finger at anyone else. But we look at the world, we see slavery, and believe it ought not to be that way.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense without an absolute standard of goodness above and beyond us that we can appeal to. That doesn't make sense without God.
And that's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.